Hello, hello, everybody. Portia Wilkins here. And yes, this is another midwife moment. If you saw from the title, it says, I am the 99. I'm the 99. I'm the 99. And I am pulling from Matthew chapter 18, verses 11 through 13, where it says, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost, will he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that is lost? And if it turns out that he finds it, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that did not get lost. And so that's a scripture that is the foundation for this message today. And we were For Memorial Day, we were in Galveston with my husband and his side of the family, and one of his younger cousins, and he were having a debate about the 99 and the one. And her perspective on it was that no matter where I go, no matter what I do, if I listen to Jesus or not, if I stand on his word or not, if I fall short or not, he's going to come and find me because I'm the one. And the perspective on that for a lot of people, if not careful, it skews your mentality for being righteous, for doing what is right. It becomes an excuse to sin. It's an excuse to just do wrong. Oh yeah, it's okay if I dibble and dabble in this. It's okay if I know I'm doing wrong. And it's okay that I know that I'm doing wrong because I'm going to be the one that God comes and saves. But the thing about it is, and this is the revelation that my husband and I received when we were driving back home and talking about it. Everybody's talking about being the one, glorifying being the one that was led astray, when the goal is to be the 99 who stayed in alignment, who didn't get led astray, who didn't get distracted, and who didn't get caught up. And so the thing about it is, before the one became the one that was astrayed and roaming, it was part of the 100 that was in alignment. So he knew better. That you knew before you became that one to go and do the sin and whatever it is that you were doing, before you became that one, you were actually part of the 100. And so I'm talking to those of you who know you are the 99, who are always part of the 100, who are attempting in any way to use grace as an excuse to become one of the ones, okay? There's this video that's going on right now. My husband sent it to me. I don't know if it's viral or not, but this guy and this girl, they were in New York, and he was trying to holler at her. He was trying to talk to her. And so he asked her, you know, what does she do for a living and all of that? And she was like, I'm on OnlyFans. And she said, you know, with her chest popped out. And he was like, oh, okay. So then he asked her, okay, so what you doing later on tonight? And she got offended that he asked her that. She was like, well, wait a minute, bro. You in New York, you don't come to me like that. You don't talk to me like that. And he's like, wait, what? And so you got to look at it from his perspective. You just told me you was on OnlyFans. I know what they do on OnlyFans. OnlyFans is twerking, naked pictures. It's a license to prostitute basically for online. And so when the man asked her, okay, so what you doing later on tonight? He could have been propositioning her, but regardless, she took it that way and she got offended that he asked her that. How you offended? When you just told the man that you were on OnlyFans, and you know and he know what people on OnlyFans do. Okay, there's no such thing as a modest prostitute. If you are OnlyFans and you are literally selling yourself for money, you're selling pictures of yourself, you're selling videos of yourself. I personally don't have an OnlyFans account. I've never looked on OnlyFans, but what I've been told is that people who are on OnlyFans are doing so to be promiscuous, to basically prostitute and get paid in a different way for their services. Okay, whatever they doing in front of the webcam, the stuff that would normally be on Pornhub, they now doing it on OnlyFans. Okay, and so that example reminded me of the one, right? You are intentionally doing something that you know is disrespectful to the word and the laws of God. You know better. So now that you know better, you got to do better. You can't claim to be part of you. I'm the one that he's going to come and get. So I'm going to just go from sin into iniquity. I'm going to get led astray. I'm going to keep doing this dirt. I'm going to keep laying up with whoever. I'm going to keep cheating. I'm going to keep murdering. I'm going to keep doing all the things that I'm doing because I'm the one that he going to come to. If you are consciously doing these things, you are no longer qualified to claim you the one. You are part of that 100. You need to be over in the 99. That's what you're called to be. We're not called to be the one that got led astray. We're not called to be the one that was Roman and didn't do right. We're called to be the 99. And so many use I'm the one as a grace card, you know, like shucking and jiving, trying to play Jesus like he don't know the game. He know what you're doing. He knows what your heart is. He knows what our true intentions are. So the only reason most people praise being the one is because they haven't felt the true power of being connected to the 99. Once you get connected to the 99 and you are a part of that 100, the power that rests within that will keep you from being led astray. You wouldn't want to be part of that. You don't want to be the one anymore because you have the power and the peace and the prosperity that comes with being connected to the 99 and completing that 100. Okay. And so for those of you who are sitting in your sorrow, who are constantly being held down by guilt, who are consistently doing what is wrong, proclaiming that you are the one that he's going to come and find, today is your last day. It's time for you to cut all that out. That you can't play that card anymore. You can't play that game anymore. Okay, I'm waiting on Jesus to come and get me. He gonna rescue me. He gonna get me right. If you have the mental capacity to think through your situation enough to know that you should be doing better, then you can't claim to be the one anymore. You know too much. You know too much. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "For it would be would have been better for them to not have personally known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then have turned back from the holy commandment verbally that was handed on to them." He's saying that for those, there are some people who never knew Jesus, who never knew the law, who never were part of the 100. Okay. For those who never were part of the 100, it's better for those people to just stay on over there, to have never known that Jesus is who he is, that God is who he is, than to have known and then choose to become the one that gets led astray. Okay. And so the Lord told me to tell y'all, and I was I was rocking Aiden, my son to sleep last night, the revelation was just coming down. It was just coming down in regards to this text. And he gave me a specific word to give all of you today. A specific word to get all of you today. Those of you who are using the excuse of being the one, using grace as an excuse to continue to sin, using grace as an excuse to continue to not do right and to live right, saying that you waiting on Jesus to come and get you, your excuses is up. You cannot make those excuses anymore. It's time for you to repent. Just like Jesus told the man that was at the pool of Bethesda, when the angels will come and shake up the water, the man was sitting there and Jesus was like, "Say, bro, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why?" He was like, "Man, every time the angels stir the water and the miracles happen, someone jumps in before me. I have no one to help me get into the water." And so Jesus told the man, he said, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And the man took up his bed and he walked and he was made whole. So my message to you today, straight from the Lord last night, is for you to get up out of your bed, take up everything that you're doing, take up the lying, take up the stealing, take up the G-strings, the strap-ons, the KY jelly, take up the OnlyFans, take up the condoms, take up your webcams, take up all them dirty sheets that you've been laying up with whoever, doing whatever with. Take up that Louis, that Gucci, that Prada, the stuff that he bought you in exchange for you having sex with him, the shoes that he bought you as well. Take up the money on the nightstand of your Cash App. Take up all of that and walk into your deliverance. You can no longer claim that you are the one, because God has called you to be the 99. You cannot use that scripture no more as an excuse to continue to sit in the sin that you have been doing. You can't do it anymore. Not you. Yes, you that are watching this today, because you know better. You're not part of the one in 2 Peter 2:21 who did not know him, who never knew the way of righteousness before. You know the way of righteousness. You know the way of righteousness. So you know better. So you cannot use that, oh, I'm the one he's going to come and get. You can't use that as an excuse anymore. No. God is love, yes. And that's what they use that as. They use that, I'm the one that he's going to come and get, because God is love and he's going to give grace. And oh my goodness, like he's some fairy sprinkling around love dust everywhere. God is a God of law and order. You cannot have the love of God independent, separate, or excluded from the law of God. They go hand in hand. If you want the blessing, if you want the prosperity, if you want the miracles, if you want all the favor in the world, if you want to be the head and not the tail and above and not beneath and all of that, you got to take the law with it. You have to take the law with it. You don't get the good without the order that goes along with the good. They go together. They go hand in hand. For all you 99s claiming to be ones, understand me today. Before I was a midwife, I was a mistress twice. Did you hear me? Before I was a midwife, helping women, preaching, teaching, proclaiming, prophesying, doing all of that, and inspiring and whatever it is you know me to do. But before I was an author, before I was a wife, before I did all of that, before I stood before God and taught his word, before I was a midwife, I was a mistress twice. And the Lord told me, I'll never forget it. I thought I could get away with it. I thought I could continue to use the grace card. I thought I could continue to say I was that one that he was going to come and snatch up and get back together. I thought I could get away with it. But after about the third month of me doing that, the Lord said to me, no, ma'am, not you, not no more, because you know better. You one of the 99. You can't claim you didn't never know me. You can't claim you didn't know what was righteous or not. You knew better. And that, therefore, this is what the Lord told me. If you choose to take your time letting this go, your penalty will be permanent. This is for those of you who know you are the 99. You are part of that 99 that is rock solid. You know the way of the world. You know the way of the law of in the heavens of God. You know the difference, and you are choosing. You are choosing the way of the world versus the laws and the righteousness of God. He is sent me today to tell you, if you do not repent today, if you do not take up your bed and walk away from that situation, your penalty will be permanent. Do you hear me? Your penalty will be permanent. So when he told me that, I'll never forget, I was on my living room floor in my apartment. I started playing the song Alabaster Box by C.C. Winans, and I was laying in a fetal position. A fetal position, just crying. When I laid down, I was fully clothed. But when I got back up, I was completely naked. I had prayed and cried and called out to God so hard and so long that I literally ripped my clothes off doing it, because I just wanted to be naked before the Lord, completely stripped away. Every article of clothing I stripped off represented a layer of sin that was on my life. Something I had to let go of. Something I had to get rid of. Something I knew that I had to break through to get to the other side, so that this penalty of mine would not be permanent. I didn't want AIDS. I didn't want HIV. I didn't want to get pregnant by somebody else's husband. I didn't want that. I didn't want to get caught up in my sin and iniquity permanently. I didn't want to have to go to the clinic and murder my child and have an abortion. I didn't want to have to do those things. I didn't want to have to play the game no more. I didn't want to be number two to nobody. I didn't want to be a side piece. God called me to be the queen, the crown, the wife, to govern my house. He knew what he set me out to be because I was the 99. So I was playing too small, trying to be the one, proclaiming he's going to come and get me. He made it loud and clear. Daughter, you've done enough. Daughter, you slipping. You got one more time before this penalty of yours will be permanent. Don't you call that man again. Don't you answer that text no more. Close your legs. Close your mouth. Delete the number. Do the work. Get yourself back in alignment with me. Get back on over here in this 99 where you know you belong. Because if you don't, your penalty will be permanent. Y'all can't take that scripture, that text, and use it as a cop out, as an excuse. No. And when he told me that, I quit cold turkey. If you look up cold turkey in the dictionary, if it's in the dictionary, you would have saw my picture. I didn't have to get weaned off of that iniquity. No, because sin is doing what God said not to do. Iniquity is doing what God said not to do over and over and over. I didn't have to get time to, oh, well, let me just get one more 10. Let me say goodbye. No. There were no goodbyes. There were no goodbyes. It was good riddance because I'm standing in and I'm trying to get good and get in good alignment with the Lord. I ain't got time for you no more. You going on over there and you fix whatever you need to fix, but I'm done. I'm completely. The Bible tells us, Jesus says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 16, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold, invigorating and refreshing, nor hot, which means healing and therapeutic. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, meaning spiritually useless, that's what the Bible says, and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. When you are lukewarm, when you are riding the fence of righteousness and you don't pick a side, Jesus himself is saying, I know your deeds. You can't hide nothing from me. I know what you're doing. I know what you did and I know what you plan on doing. I know it all. So because I know your deeds and I see for myself, you can lie to everybody else. You can post whatever you want on social media so that you look polished and put together. But I know the purgatory. I know the pain. I know that permanent penalty that is on the way to you because you're not following my precepts. You're not honoring my laws. I know what's in store for you. Because I know your deeds, you're not cold. You're not refreshing to drink. You're not hot. You don't heal. You're not therapeutic. I wish that you were either cold or hot. This is Jesus saying, I wish you, the one that's supposed to be part of the 99, were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, you're not, I don't like the way this tastes. I don't like the way your spirit tastes. You're useless to me. So I'm going to spit you out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Vomit, not spit, vomit you out of my mouth. Those of you who are sprinkling God is love as fairy dust around the world, sitting in your sin and trying to justify the foolishness that you have chosen to be into, understand he is also law. He sees you are not hot, you are not cold, you are lukewarm. So I will vomit you out of my mouth. Vomiting out of somebody, when somebody vomits, it's disgusting. They are hurling. It can hurt you. Like I vomited before so much to where it began to, my stomach began to cramp up. I couldn't hold it down. I couldn't keep it down anymore. And you can vomit up a little bit, and just the thought or the smell or the texture of the vomit in your throat will make you gag and vomit up some more. That's what Jesus said you are. If you are choosing to stay out there as the one versus taking your rightful position and being part of his 99, that's who you're called to be. You got to cut it off cold turkey. You don't have time to say goodbye. You don't have time to think it out and plan it out. No. Your penalty, the Lord said, will be permanent. It will be permanent. You got to focus on having a lifestyle that's for Jesus. That's it. Your grace extension, this is what he told me to tell you. Number one, your penalty will be perfect. And number two, he said, told me to tell you guys, your grace extension has expired. Did you hear me? Your grace extension has expired. You have no more cards to play. Your faith has been lukewarm for too long. It's time for you to repent today. Did you hear me? The Lord said, your grace extension has expired. You have no more cards to play. Your faith has been lukewarm for too long. It is time for you to repent today. Release that spirit, that mentality of the one. Release that lowliness of the one, that depression that comes with the one, that resentment that comes with the one, the bitterness that comes with the one, the anger that comes with the one, the jealousy and the envy and the insecurity that comes with being the one. Cold turkey today. Release it. Let it go. Repent and stand in your rightful place as the 99. Stand in his grace. Stand in his mercy. Stand in his law. Honor it. No matter who's against it. No matter who don't like it. No matter what society says. No matter what Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media says. Stand on the truth that is his laws. That is his word. Don't waver. Don't waver. You have no more. Your penalty will be permanent, is what he said. Your grace extension has expired. You have no more cards to play. No more cards to play. Did you hear me? Done. No more. Your faith has been lukewarm for too long. The Lord says, it is time for you to repent today. You are better than this. You are to play second to nobody. Do you hear me? You are nobody's number two. You are nobody's number two. I don't care how many followers these women who got men who are one of the 13 baby mamas of Nick Cannon, whatever his name is, the dude that got all the women pregnant and proud to have 85 different kids, intentionally getting women pregnant. Because he said he want to have a big family instead of being in alignment with the laws of God and getting married and having children with his wife. He now are just sowing seeds out there and creating broken homes from the jump. There's no way that all of those children are going to receive the leadership, guidance, nourishing, loving and caring and rearing up that they deserve by doing that. That's intentionally breaking the law. I'm talking to those of you who knew better. Those of you who know God. Those of you who know his laws. You know his laws. You know better than to be doing that. You cannot claim because you was in the word before. Before you got caught up in the world, you were in the word. You was going to church. You were listening to praise and worship music. You was reading your Bible. You was on your knees praying to the Lord. You was testifying about the miracles that he's performed for you. You know better. The Bible says very clearly, it is better to have never known him than to know him, to know his laws, and then get led astray. For those of you who are part of the 99, I'm going to keep repeating it until you receive it. Until you know that I'm talking to you. For those of you who were part of the 99 and think you can justify grace as a way and use that as a cop out, as a card to play to justify being the one because of your sin and your iniquity, I'm talking to you today one more time. The Lord said, your penalty, if you continue, will be permanent. Permanent meaning no way out. No reversal. Your penalty will be permanent. Do you hear me? You can't lie or hide from him. He knows. He knows your penalty will be permanent. Your grace card has expired. You have no more cards to play. You have been lukewarm for too long. It is time for you to repent today and say it proudly. I'm one of the 99. Forget all that one. I'm part of the 99. And I'm proud about it.